844-700 WLW. Our borders are still open, and Jim McKinney's with me now. And online with me is Larry. Larry, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
You got a question for Jim. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. The last thing we were talking about just before the most recent break was that according to traditional meteorology, these powerful storms should not have been able to develop that kind of energy in hours of darkness. Is that right?
Well, also in the month of November, many other factors, that was one of them, yes.
Okay, so the question in my mind, and I'm sure the minds of many listeners are, how were they able to develop this kind of energy?
Okay, here's the scenario. Venus was in alignment with Earth and the Sun. The Moon comes around and passes on November 4th with the perfect alignment with Venus, Earth, Mars behind us.
Okay, now, I heard that before, but are we talking about electromagnetic energy here?
Well, we're talking about electrical alignment. That is, the solar system is an electrical capacitor, and when these align, they're going to discharge that capacitor. Now, when the Moon moves out of the way and Venus moves out of the way the other way, they have been basically blocking the solar wind from hitting Earth for a period of about 8 days.
Okay.
When that solar wind finally breaks loose and Venus and the Moon stop taking the brunt of that solar wind, it comes charging through all the way from halfway between Venus and the Sun all the way to us. And when that, it was not a flare. Now, you have to understand, there was not a solar flare, it was just standard solar wind, but it was that quadruple alignment that when it broke and that the normal solar wind came pounding into Earth, would be like opening up a line in a football game and somebody's big's gonna happen here. And I didn't even expect at that point that the tornadoes would develop because we were in November when typically the cloud structures would not
Yeah. Let's go to Dwight on a cell phone first. Dwight 700, WLW, sir, you're on the air.
Yes, hello, how you doing?
All right, sir, go ahead.
First, I'd like to apologize. I listen to you guys every day. I drive a cab for Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
No, I really like the radio station. My question, I want to apologize for not knowing your name either, or the other gentleman's name. I think it's Jim, right?
Jim, yeah, Jim McKinney.
Okay. My question for you is, does this thing that's happening with the sun, does that have any effect on earthquakes or plate movement?
Yes. And I'll talk about that too. Now, the last caller asked about what's going to happen in the future, and the answer to that is it appears that this is going to get worse and worse as the upcoming months come on. One of my predictions is that the insurance companies are going broke right now. They're literally going broke from the weather that's occurring. And they don't know what to do, and they need information. One of the most critical industries in this country right now is the insurance industry, and they don't even know it. And the Weather Service has no clue, and certainly NASA has no clue. So anyway, to answer your question, absolutely. We had something like 70 earthquakes in that same time period, 22 of which were over magnitude 5.
Correct. And I know that as time has gone on, California has went up in average of earthquakes, too.
Yeah, now, but this is all over the world in the last few days. Well, if you look at the Bible as something that's predicting what both celestial events and political events, it's amazing. You could not statistically predict everything that the Bible has predicted with that much accuracy. And as a scientist, I would say that there's like I say, there's no way statistically that you could put together a set of predictions that is could be possibly be that accurate, and the Bible is doing that daily. We're seeing these things coming true. I mean, it's incredible.
I agree with your side, and, you know, like I say, if you do believe in the Bible, because I know you really can't fit religion with politics, one, but the Bible does predict about how earthquakes will come about, seasons will change, rumors of war, I don't even think we need to talk about that. They put all that money into it, and I totally agree with the fact that NASA is not giving up enough information, because we are Americans. And if we don't know the end is coming, as far as seasonal wise or anything, it's just not soothing in the soul anyway, because I do want to know.